Online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 7. The Chancellor is warning inflation will likely go up if the Middle East conflict doesn't come to a swift conclusion. Rachel Reeves' comments come as prices at UK forecourts creep up. That's down to a surge in the cost of oil. Brent crude is now more than $100 a barrel. Energy firms have also pulled their cheapest fixed rate tariffs. Greg Jackson, the CEO of Octopus, says customers are protected by the price cap until July.
If this is over quite soon, then energy prices may not be too badly impacted. But if it goes on, then from the summer, you know, we may start to see energy prices going up. And so I think we all hope for a swift end to this.
Meanwhile, the Ministry of Defence has confirmed RAF Typhoon jets have been involved in an operation over Jordanian airspace. They shot down a number of hostile drones. Glasgow Central Station will be shut for a second day after a huge fire tore through a neighbouring building last night. It's believed to have started in a vape shop. Taxpayers could end up paying some of child killer Ian Huntley's funeral costs unless his family have arrangements in place. The 52-year-old Soham murderer died just over a week after being attacked in prison. Our correspondent Molly Malone says up to £3,000 can be spent on reasonable costs.
So that's things like a simple coffin, cremation or burial fees, and the money has to go directly towards the funeral director. It can't go on things like flowers, a headstone, order of service, or any potential hospitality or transportation costs for mourners.
The officer investigating yesterday's clashes between Rangers and Celtic supporters says it's unsafe for their games to have large away allocations. Nine people were arrested after fans from both teams invaded the pitch at Ibrox. And West Ham and Brentford hope to book their place in the quarterfinals of the FA Cup tonight. The Premier League clubs meet at the London Stadium. Port Vale are in the hat, and that's after their shock win over Sunderland yesterday. That's the latest. I'm Jenny Barsby.
Classic hits from the 70s.
It's the 70s Rewind with Donald McFarlane.
Red Kite Radio.
Some great hits there on the Gold Kite, but now we're definitely in the 1970s.
Gets no rest, 'cause she's playing all night, and the music's alright. Mama's got a squeeze box, daddy never sleeps at night. Well, the kids don't eat, and the dog can't sleep. There's no escape from the music in the whole damn street.
Music's
Kite Radio.
Good evening, welcome along to the 70s show, the 70s rewind even, and I think you're going to enjoy the show tonight, hope so anyhow. And not been a very nice day today, has it, but it's not too bad I guess for the time of year, but we got sport a little bit last week, didn't we? What a way to start the show then. We started off with The Who and Squeezebox, which was a nice hit for them. It was their number 10, yeah, Squeezebox. And it got to, yes, 1976, they got into the charts in January. And they follow it up with their biggest hit of the 70s, which was a reissue of Substitute, which we get to number 7 in 1976. And then we had The Jam, the track we just heard there, Eaton Rifles. That was their final hit of the 70s. From November 1979, it entered the charts and it got to number 3. And, yeah, I quite like The Jam, you know. I never got to see the Style Council, but I did see The Jam.
Monday night is 70s night on Red Kite Radio with Donald McFarlane.
She's so fussy, isn't she? She can't have you. She doesn't want anybody else. Yvonne Elliman, and her biggest hit, the final hit of the 1970s. And it got to number four and it entered the charts in May 1978. And the track before that from Hot Chocolate, I'll Put You Together Again, was also their last hit from the 70s. And it entered the charts in December 1978. And they signed off with an unlucky number 13. They were quite amazing, weren't they? They actually had a hit every year from 1970 till 1978. And it takes a bit of doing, doesn't it? And always a problem on which of their tracks to play. Let's have a quick break. After the break, we have got Stephen Stills and Love the One You're With. Why not?
Red Kite Radio.
Kingsley Furniture and Interiors make beautiful bespoke kitchens and furniture for your home. We're a very friendly and creative team, and we'll work with you to devise and deliver the perfect design for your living space. We genuinely want you to have the home of your dreams, whatever your budget. So come and meet us and then see your furniture being handcrafted in our Kingsley workshop. Visit kingsleyfurniture.co.uk or call our friendly team on 01844 290 899.
Looking for the kitchen of your dreams? Visit Ridgeway Interiors. From sleek German kitchens to timeless shaker and in-frame designs, even fully handmade bespoke kitchens tailored to your style and budget.
They take care of everything from design to installation and even the building work. With impeccable customer service and glowing reviews, Ridgeway Interiors is the name you can trust across Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire. Whether you want a modern masterpiece or a classic design, they've got it all.
Visit ridgewayinteriors.co.uk. Quality kitchens at a price you'll love. Fully managed from start to finish.
For Tame, Haddenham and Ford.
Red Kite Radio.
Yeah.
107.2. Red Kite Radio. Real local radio.
Just a silly phase I'm going through, and just because I call you up, don't get me wrong, don't think you got it made. I'm not in love, no, no. We'll be right back.
the album version of 10cc's I'm Not In Love. There was a slightly shorter single version, which I'm used to playing, but it was nice to hear the album version anyhow. And of course it was a number one, wasn't it? And came from 1975. It doesn't seem that old, does it? I don't know. Even again, I don't feel that old either, so that's okay. And before that, Stephen Stills and Love the One You With. Wasn't a huge hit, only got to number 37, but was played a lot on the radio and entered the charts in March 1971. I remember buying that as a single and was a bit confused when it had actually got the same label. The A-side label was on both sides of the record, which isn't much good when you're DJing. So I had to sort of put my own mark on it, and it's the only single I had like that, I think. Anyhow, let's press on. Hey, do you fancy a bit of Northern Soul? How about these two then?
Radio.
Love on a Mountaintop, Robert Knight, and that got to number 10 in 1973 as part of the sort of Northern Soul scene, I believe. And of course, he followed that up with the number 19. It was a reissue of Everlasting Love, which he had the original hit with in the States. And before that, Terry Lynn and I'm Gonna Run Away From You. Now, you can have 1971 or 1975 for that one, because it got reissued in 75, but it got to number 4 originally in 1971. And that version sounded a little bit different to me. I wonder if it was on the 1975 version. I'm used to playing the 71 version, I must admit. But anyhow, oh, you got your bags ready? As long as we're not going out to the Middle East, we'll get on a plane and go somewhere, shall we?
Fly away, fly away. Monday night is 70s night on Red Kite Radio with Donald McFarlane.
Taken from the album Never a Dull Moment, You Wear It Well, and that was Rod's second number one, following up from Maggie May in 71. And it's a great album, that one, just a little bit too short, really. You could have done with a few more tracks on it. And before that, The Motors, and they got to number four with Airport in 1978. And followed it up with an unlucky 13, Forget About You, in 78. And that was it for The Motors. I actually saw The Motors live. They were really good, actually. Mind you, they'd been quite a good pub band, and some of the members were out of, I think it was Ducks Deluxe, wasn't it, which was a pub band, if you remember them. And time for a quick break. After the break, we'll go a little bit more sort of disco, I guess.
Red Kite Radio.
Does your car need maintenance or repair? Dell Motor Services are a leading garage with fixed prices on many service or repair procedures. If you live in Red Kite Radio's broadcast area, we can collect or return your car for free. As someone once said, we are simply the best, better than all the rest. Dell Motor Services in Stock Lake. Call Aylesbury 429123. That's 429123. Or visit dellmotorservices.co.uk.
Some radio stations only play around 500 songs. Some radio stations play around 3,000 songs. Here at Red Kite Radio, we play almost three times as many songs as that. Red Kite Radio, real local radio with more music variety.
Do you remember going out in eyeliner, leg warmers, suede boots, ruffled shirts? And that was just us guys. Well, the 1980s live again on your Red Kite Radio, every Wednesday from 7 till 9 p.m. 2 hours of classic 80s music and information about the tracks and the artists that made the 80s a decade we'll never forget. Wednesday night, 7 till 9 p.m. on your Red Kite Radio for the 80s Rewind with me, Simon Jobling.
For Tame, Haddenham and Cheersley.
Red Kite Radio.
Walk out the door. Just turn around now, 'cause you're not welcome. classic hits.
Red Kite Radio.
Debut hit got to number 15, Rock-a-Doodle-Doo from 1973. She would follow it up with her biggest hit, a number 6, her version of It's In His Kiss in 75. A few versions of that done over the years. And before that, we had the only number 1 for Gloria Gaynor in the 70s, and I Will Survive, February 1979 for that one. It's time for me to head up towards the news at the top of the hour, and then we'll be back with the second part of the 70s Rewind.
I gotta keep a rockin' everywhere I go.
rockabilly rebel from head to toe. I gotta keep a rocking everywhere I go. Everybody join us for good company.
Rockabilly rebel, can't be a rockabilly rebel to say.
I'm a rockabilly rebel from head to toe.
You found the home of classic hits in Tame, Red Kite Radio. FM, on your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.